Bonjour, everybody. Je m'appelle Luc.
Est-ce que vous comprenez l'anglais?
I am your dungeon master.
Jamon.
Add France to the list of people we've insulted.
Omelette du fromage.
Oh, petit saucisson.
Un piscine.
Oh. I just said that. At the same time.
Don't panic, everybody. Do not adjust your headsets. This is not some weird, bizarre French podcast. This is, in fact, the Dice and Die. Your favourite Dungeons & Dragons and other TTRPG podcast, where we talk about random shit, slag off Tories, call people cunts, and then play some D&D. My name is, in fact, Luke. Je m'appelle Luke. I am your Dungeon Master, your friend, your host, I don't know, whatever. And I am joined by Millicent, Lisa Horton.
Hey! Où est la discothèque?
That's Scapes, played by the wonderful James Bly.
Hello, how are you doing? Hello. That was my friend Jackson, by the way.
Was it? Oh, hello. Burr, played by Gavin Bourne.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
And bonjour, my son.
Pock, played by Sean Lee.
Où habite-tu la fromage?
What is
UAPT? I live in cheese.
Sorry, yeah, something like that.
J'habite. Habite la piscine un fromage.
Swimming pool of cheese.
I live in cheesy fish.
That's poisson fish.
Oh, hey, poisson. What's duck?
Quack.
Dead. That's what a duck is.
I know duck in Thai. Duck in Thai is pet.
Dead.
I don't know any time. Apparently, I don't know any.
Yet paired, which means fuck a duck.
I always remember my sister telling me that, what's it, le bolodoy is the bollocks. So oh, nice. I don't know if that's right or not. Le bolodoy. So it'd be le bolodoy chien, would be the dog's bollocks, or the bollocks dog. Le chien yeah. Bolodoy. I don't know.
I like the fact that they actually call us roast beef.
They do call us roast beef.
I've got quite a few French friends, and they're like, we're roast beef to them. Yeah. Like, you know the way that people here call them froggies?
This is it. And at the end of the day, calling us
Spain and people call you Del Boy.
Yeah. Being called roast beef is less offensive than us calling them frogs, to be fair.
So, yeah, fair enough.
I don't think we've got any French listeners.
The funny thing is the French are like exactly the same as us. That's the point that I think is funny about it, because like we're both puerile sort of like puerile Europeans.
Yeah. So, you know.
I've thought in your general that.
Yeah.
I used to have a really good friend who was French when I first moved to Ipswich, Christophe. He was like the smallest person you've ever met. It was like he was some kind of midget
really
or dwarf or something, but he wasn't.
Oh, he's really far away.
Well, yeah, but yeah, he was really cool. Really cool guy. I think he moved back to France. I have no idea what happened to him, but he was a cool dude. But he was really funny, really dirty, cool, minded.
Man. Yeah. We had a French kid at school for a while called Michael Lacoulet. And he had this extraordinarily long middle finger. It was just like really weird. It was like,
tell me more.
Twice the time. It was like, I always thought that guy was going into gynecology.
And it's all about French people. There's
sentence.
I don't think it's new anymore, but on Netflix, there's a show like The Unsolved Mysteries. I mean, it came out a few months back now this year. And have you watched it?
Yeah, I watched like the first couple of episodes.
Oh, yeah.
The geezer roof and no one knows where he did.
Well, one of them was about a French guy, and I vaguely remember it being in the news about 10 years back, and he's like a duke or like the son of a duke or something, and you know, he's got a family, he's got kids, and one day like the neighbors noticed the house was just boarded up and empty. And it was all really strange. And eventually the police were called and they found the wife and all the kids buried in the back garden. And the dads had just fucked off and disappeared. And they never found him. They traced him all around the coast of France and down. And eventually he just disappeared. And they, to this day, have no idea where he went.
Wow.
Yeah, really strange.
That's the only problem with that program. Like, they're unsolved. It bugs me. I'm like, I want to know what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, I really want.
Reading a book and like not reading the end. It's just like getting to the last page again. Actually, I'm not going to bother reading that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the worst thing about those murderers. You're right.
Yeah. I want those murderers caught.
Just so you have some closure.
This is it.
Yeah.
There was another episode. We've not watched them all yet, but there was another episode. It was like some hillbilly Americans, like it's a bunch of college kids, again, from like 10, 15, maybe more years ago. And they went to some, they literally like went to a random party. I don't even think they knew anybody at the party, but they drove like an hour and a half to get to this party. One of the guys was black. But the town they went to this party in was like a proper white supremacist town, like a proper racist town. They went to this party and then all of the mates just left this black guy at this party and went. And they all had these really dubious stories and the black guy disappeared. And eventually they found the body, like months later they found the body. And it was... they don't know how he died. No one knows what happened to him at his party and no one would talk. And you're watching the interviews with his mates, you know, they're talking about how bad they feel for leaving him. And I'm just thinking to myself, you fucking know. You're fucking in on it. Like, why would you just fucking leave?
Are you sure you wasn't watching Road Trip with Tom Green?
Yeah, I love that.
I'm pretty sure that's the exact plot of that film, isn't it?
You know the one that got me, Luke? I don't know if you remember it, but the guy who... The woman who was a hairdresser and she got killed, like she just disappeared from the hairdressers. It was like the second episode of the first series.
I haven't seen that one.
And the husband is like standing there with like the ashes in a box and he's like, yeah, her son's never going to get to see the ashes because he didn't get on with the son. And he's like, yeah, for a while I used to sleep with the ashes in bed with me and it was just like, you fucking weirdo, mate, honestly. It was so odd. Yeah, yeah, it was bizarre.
Yeah. Rolling around. Yeah.
Watch that. Watch the second episode, series one. Tell me what you think.
Is it on Netflix? Because I thought we were watching like,
Netflix,
all the ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Check it out.
Series two is just come out on Netflix. I watched series one, but the first episode of series one, this guy fell off a roof and they don't know how he fell off the roof.
Yeah, I've seen that
physically
one.
Couldn't have.
Yeah. It's like a really weak pilot.
It's basically they found...
on a roof. You kind of got quite a high chance of falling off.
No,
the roof,
basically, they found his body inside like a water tank or something on another roof.
It was in a room, wasn't it?
Yeah, on another roof. And there's a hole where he's obviously fallen through. But they're saying that it is physically impossible for him to have got from this other roof to where he was. So like they're basically saying that he was dumped there. They reckon that he was killed and dumped there and they tried to make it look like it was a suicide or something, but nothing adds up.
Well, mate, it's good telly though, isn't it? It's the same as those ghost programs, like they don't add up.
But we watched a few episodes and then we've been rewatching American Horror Story from the first episode, so we're into near the end of Asylum now, which is cool.
Have you started the Bly Manor one?
Yeah, we watched Bly Manor.
Oh, I finished it. Great.
Yeah. I'm about four or five episodes in, I think.
Really good. It gets better from there.
It does. It does get better towards the end. Did you watch the first season?
I did.
I think
I wasn't that blown away by that. I thought it was all right.
Yeah, same. I thought Bly Manor was better. The story was lovely, but it wasn't as scary. Like the first season, the hanging lady and the ghost were really quite creepy. Yeah.
Almost a different show, really.
And it was more...
Not for any bad reason.
Yeah. So the other thing that we watched on Netflix recently was the new Adam Sandler movie, Hubie Halloween. Have you watched that yet?
No.
It's brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. It's like...
Adam Sandler off in the end.
We did. But it is like proper, like an old Adam Sandler film. It's really, really good. Taking it kind of back. Yeah, it's really good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. That's what we've been doing recently, watching lots of Netflix. I should probably play some D&D.
I think Millicent might kill Park. There was some shade going on at the end.
There was, wasn't there? A bit of shade going on. So last week, Let's take it back. Oh, in fairness, not a whole lot happened last week. We did just a little bit of role play, and most of it, I think, was just pissing around. But that's, I'm fairly certain I've said that before. As an intro to an episode. You guys started the episode after finishing off the majority of the orcs in this place, and we went back to a little bit of flashback, what happened to Pock, how he managed to survive. Then you guys, you search the room, you have a small rest, you find some money, you find some alchemist fire, there's a trapped door. You go and we spend a lot of time looking at this trap door because there must be something behind there, at least that's what I said. But it turns out there wasn't anything behind this door.
No.
But you got, like I said, you got some alchemist fire, and then you break out and Pock's there, and it's a big reunion. But yeah, Medicine was throwing some shade at poor little Pock. He broke down on the floor, tired and exhausted after nearly dying, and crying like a little baby, begging for mummy to forgive him. And Millicent just...
I don't think that's how that happened.
Just steps over him and ignores him, I think. He's just like in the fetal position on the floor, crying, begging, Millicent, please forgive me. Please forgive me, Millicent. I'll never leave you again. And she's just like, no, talk to the hand.
Wow, there's a lot of words getting put in mouths.
She caught on my hand and she went past as well.
Kind of, I saw that too. Yeah.
And then you left.
Heal first.
And then you left. And that's about it. So your plan was for you to go out of Wyvern Tor, find somewhere safe, have a rest, a long rest, and then make your way back to Phandalin. Now, it is the middle of the night. Probably gone the middle of the night, to be honest. When you arrived, you made the plan to attack the place at night. So it was probably 10, 11... You snuck in, rescued Carp, rescued Droop, snuck out, Pock left. He walked for a bit. You guys did some fighting. You had a short rest. There's an hour there, plus the searching time. Then you did some more searching and fighting. There's a bit longer there. Maybe another half an hour to an hour goes by as you search the place and kill some orcs. You had another short rest. So that's another good 2-3 hours now that you've probably been in this place. So let's call it. Yeah, it must be at least 2 or 3 a.m. The sun will be coming up in a matter of hours, but you need to get somewhere safe so that you can camp. You head down the path for some way. You need to at first because the incline on this hill is just too steep and rocky. It'll be too dangerous to try and scale down the side. But eventually you come to an area where you think to yourself, well, we need to get off this path. If we stay on this path, we're bound to be found. We need to go and hide somewhere. And you head off through the woods. Maybe some of you could roll a survival to see whether or not you can tell which direction you're heading in, because you don't want to be going the wrong way, but we won't worry about that. You think you're heading in a roughly westerly direction. It doesn't really matter at this point, because the main thing is to put enough distance between yourselves and Wyvern Tor that you're not going to get attacked by whatever orcs are still out here searching for Pock and Carp and whoever else. I mean, they never found you, the ones that were hunting, so who knows what they're doing. Some time goes past, you're treading through the woods, you eventually come to a place where you think, right, we've been walking for several hours now, the sun is imminent, you can just about see it maybe on the horizon, just starting to glow, and you're thinking to yourself, what, it's going to come up soon, we need to stop, we need to rest, we need to get our powers back for the day. So you set up a camp, you decide on watches, I suppose.
I'll have a Rolex. Sorry.
Yeah, I'll do a watch to somewhat make up lost time.
But don't worry about too much about that, because I think it'd be pretty boring if I threw another ambush on you in the middle of the night, especially when you don't have any spells or anything. It'd be just a blood bath. Some time goes by, the sun comes up, you feel the warmth. But you still just don't feel quite ready. I mean, you can leave if you want. You're going to have your hit points back, but will you have your daily powers back? Will you have your spells back? Have you had enough time? Now, Millicent, as a half-elf, do you need a full 8 hours, or do you get the elven trait where you only need 4?
I also only need 4.
I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, that's a lie.
he's talking about James. no. They sleep normal.
Yeah, so what are you going to do, guys? I mean, the sun is up. It's morning now. It's probably about 6 a.m. The sun is coming up. You can stick around for another 5 hours.
Yeah,
try
let's
and
do that.
Sleep through. Take it in turns. Rest up. A long rest in the Dungeon Master's Guide. I don't think it particularly... Does it state that you need to specifically sleep for 8 hours? It probably does. I don't know, to be honest.
Scapes just scrolls through like Twitter and Facebook for 8 hours. That'll do him.
Period of extended downtime is what it says.
So I don't I don't think you need to.
What if we had like a hearty breakfast?
Okay, here we go. Yeah, so a long rest is a period of extended downtime, at least 8 hours long, during which a character sleeps or performs light activity such as reading, talking, eating, or standing watch for no more than 2 hours. If the rest is interrupted by a period of strenuous activity, which would equate to at least 1 hour of walking or fighting, casting spells, or similar adventuring activity, the characters must begin the long rest again to gain any benefit from it.
Shit.
So yeah, so you won't be able to get to move, but you don't necessarily need to actually be asleep for the 8 hours. So you sleep for a few hours, the sun comes up, but you're all just exhausted. Maybe some of you doze, some of you eat, and you talk. What do you talk about?
I think Pox staying quiet. He's really fucked up the last few days and he's quite worried about Carp if he's still alive. And well, I think he's going to speak when spoken to, at least for tonight, because
Pox, speak up, man. Where have you been? Did you get the boy back safely?
I did explain briefly at the end of the last one, but we can I told him to run home.
Do you know how many orcs were on his tail?
I ran the other way. I tried to distract. I didn't really see. He had a bit of a head start. He cleared the path that I was.
But this all makes sense now. So he was bait. Good. That was clever.
He was bait so that I could escape.
No, I didn't say I that. No, I was out of character.
If he made it back.
I just put my hand on Pock's shoulder and I go, don't worry, I'm sure it'll be fine. Get your strength back, lad.
Pock, do you have... What was the reason for you giving us your talisman? Do you have, like, locate somebody?
Locate object was so that I could, find you again.
And you gave Carp your dagger?
Oh, shit, Carp. I did give him... Yeah, I did. Fuck, yes.
Well, if you...
How that works, then.
Maybe
well,
if you...
Thousand feet.
Awesome.
I'm just saying that if you wanted to find him, you have means.
Yeah.
Not all is lost.
It's within 1,000 feet of me though, so I don't think it's gonna. I'll bang that one up, please, DM.
You don't have to roll anything for it. You just do it, don't you?
It's 10 minutes concentration, blah blah blah.
Yeah. And it's within 1,000 feet.
Yes. Is there a body?
So I don't think
on the dagger.
No, I don't think you're going to pick anything up.
Doesn't seem to.
I mean, 1,000 feet is less than a kilometer, isn't it? 1,000, yeah. It's about half a kilometer, which is about a quarter of a mile. So it's not.
Well, at least I know that he's still
not here.
Has it? Yeah.
I think he's toast.
That's something. I mean, Jesus.
Oh man, it's going to look a lot more tragic than toast.
Scrambled carp. I mean, yeah. What would you guys? In all honesty, I know we have other agendas, but for me, Phandalin is at the top of my list. And
yeah, we can't let the city go down.
But I am aware that. We have other tasks.
I think my priority at this point is Phandalin.
How far are we from Agatha and how far are we from Phandalin?
Far. A couple of days.
Far from both.
Yeah.
Well, if we still got to return the
Yeah, we still got to take the Kira back to Agatha and then back to Phandalin. Otherwise, we're going to go back to Phandalin and have to go back to Agatha's and then back to Phandalin.
I don't think that the threat of on Phandalin is more pressing. I think at this point we've seen the enemies now. We know that they couldn't handle what's coming their way on their own. Mm-hmm. I personally, as Millicent, wouldn't want to move on to Agatha without having tried to sort that out first. Maybe she'll be angry that we've taken so long, but you know what? I'm sure she doesn't want orcs fucking around either, so...
That bitch took that question as a real question, man. She's a cunt anyway, fuck her.
She's not a favourite.
Gundren will be healed either way. She's not waiting to heal him.
Yeah, Gundren's all, yeah.
No.
I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just think this is more important than that, isn't it? Like, you know, we're talking about, like...
I mean, we could just give the Kira to Sister Garryo and let her finish the fucking deal. The orc threat isn't there anymore.
Excellent plan.
Yeah.
Rather than cleaning up everyone's messes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's what adventurers do.
That's what adventurers do when they don't split the party.
Yeah.
That's Millicent talking, by the way. I am totally cool with it.
Have we camped and rested, or are we in the process of camping and resting?
I think we're in the middle of it.
I'm not really sure I could have done
that.
Did
you say we had to do watches, Luke?
Yeah, I mean, you would have done watches. I mean, I'm assuming you would have done watches at some point, but you're not going to just...
I didn't know, roll for it, though, that was fine.
It's fine. So basically, you got choices, absolutely, from what you were just saying. Let's say that you're camped around here. Agatha's lair... As the bird flies, as the raven flies, 30 miles away, you could go across.
Do we know how many days travel it is back to Phandalin?
Yeah, absolutely, you do, yeah. So again, as the bird flies, it's 40 miles, but you can't really go across country to Phandalin because you've got those mountains there. You could stick to the mountains. So you could kind of do that. You're looking at about 2 days, but... It'll be longer than that because you're going cross country, you're going through those hills and through those mountains, you'd be moving slower. Your horses are around here somewhere, you'd have to find them. The other option you have, the safest option is basically to go back to the tribal trail, which is a day. And then from there, you can go again. So you're looking at 2 days to Agatha's or 2 and a bit days to Phandalin.
Pock, which... How did you give... I'm trying to put this about being a shithead, like about being a bitch. did you give the boy any instructions on how to get back?
Go west, where the land...
I gave him enough, I think, to get to the tribal trail.
So really, if we want to catch up with him, if we want to attempt to catch up with him, we kind of have to go the longer way. We have to head to the trail.
Yeah. That sounds safer. Let's do that.
Plus, you can locate whatnot further down. I mean, he may always be 1,000 feet or more ahead of us, but
yeah,
you can still check just in case he's off the path somewhere. I don't want to have to go back to Phandalin and explain that little excursion to his mum.
Well, besides, he's there.
His mum doesn't know we even bumped into him yet, so...
No, so we could just say we didn't. If you say
we could just pretend we didn't know anything about it. Yeah, that seems morally much better than the other options. Well,
I don't know, Pock. Have you seen him?
Well, you know, you don't want to worry the poor woman, do you? You know,
just stay in short. Fine.
Better to live in ignorance than.
But you forget that we're also reporting the loss of the entire Lion Shield Costa's staff team.
Oh yeah. Let's not go
okay,
back
we
to
didn't family. We didn't meet any of them. We just
we did. It is a silly place.
Let's just head north. Fuck it.
Let's go to Phandalin.
You Pop can just charm everyone again.
Wouldn't that be pleasant?
Right. So we're heading to Phandalin, yeah.
Yeah. What? 2.5 days tribal trail.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. What path we taking? But yeah.
Right. Let's do that. We head for the tribal trail.
So yeah, the hours go past. Eventually you feel like, you know, some of you have been dozing, you've been taking it in turns watching while somebody sleeps and stuff, and eventually you get to the point where you're like, well, we can go.
Can we click the long rest button?
You can click that long rest button.
Oh, thank God.
I can't. Oh, well.
Oh, you don't have one, that's not, that's
well, working. I do, but it's not working, but it's all right. I can remember. Use the power of memory.
This is it. Yeah, so you get full hit points back, get all your spells and abilities back.
Yay.
So, so what you're going to take kind of the similar route to which you came. You're going to go through the hills up to the tribal trail. Some time goes past. I'm assuming that you're going to be moving with haste. This is, yes. This is half of the Fellowship hunting down Merry and Pippin, and you're running cross country trying to get as much ground done as possible.
Yeah, if we encounter, like I'm.
Sean, for fuck's sake, man, watch Lord of the Rings.
Like, okay, sure, that's what it is.
This is going to be a Patreon goal. This will be like eventually when we get that sorted, we'll be like, we're gonna if we get X amount a month, X amount of subscribers, yeah. We're gonna sit down and make sure watch Lord of the Rings.
Like, it's some sort of Clockwork Orange, yeah, Clockwork Orange style.
Sorry, Millicent, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. I was just gonna say. I don't think any of us are being careful. Fuck the orcs. If they come in our way, then we're all like healed up and got shit back, I think, with the effort to take them down. So we are being as quick as we can. Do we know where our horses are?
Yeah. From what I remember, I think you rode your horses pretty much the whole way in and left them near the mountains in the safe place, from what I remember. I don't think you left them outside of this hilly area. I think you left them...
We got them as far as we could. So let's get on those steeds.
They're at the meeting point. They are dead.
Yeah. I can't remember if it was at the meeting point or maybe... I don't remember the route you took. I can't remember now. But we'll say that you know where they are. You know where they're supposed to be if you want to go and get them. That would probably speed things up. I mean, you could get your horses and you could probably...
Yeah, let's do that.
So they're...
It's quicker.
Say they're about here. You probably could a little bit cross-country... and probably shave off some time if you were to do that.
Yes.
I mean, the biggest problem you've got is you just don't know where Carp went. You don't know if Carp was caught. You don't know if he was captured. You don't know if he went cross country or if he went north. You just don't know. He was told to run and to run west and to not stop running. You've got no way of knowing.
I thought it was run until you hit the trail and then head west.
It was, yeah. Run until
you hit. I gave him directions and hoped that at the T junction of the tribal trail, he would fucking, if he didn't know where he was going.
Plus, he travelled on the trail. Just change of heart. He travelled on the trail with the Lion Shield Costa dudes, right? So,
yeah.
Hopefully, he'll understand what the trail is.
Yeah.
The thing is, I mean, if he was
a keen adventurer, isn't he? I think.
He's a bit of an explorer. He's not completely defenceless, I suppose.
Assuming that he was. He would have found it eventually, assuming he wasn't captured. If he'd gone directly west, he would have come to the tribal trail. He would know where he was. Even if he'd got spun around and ended up going in a more northerly direction, eventually he would come to the tribal trail and know that he then needs to go. If he ends up getting spun around, all he needs to know, again, he's got these mountains. They, you know, you see these mountains from Phandalin. So as long as he keeps the Phandalins to his left, even, you know, best scenario... he's going to find the trail eventually, assuming that he wasn't found and captured.
And even if he was found and captured, they know that someone's coming to Phandalin. I don't think they're going to give up until they capture him, which means them getting all the way to Phandalin. So I don't think we've got any worry about them capturing him and taking him back.
Their
goal, I think, is Phandalin ultimately anyway, any prisoners they picked up on the way. Is, you know, fodder to them. They want to take the town. This is the impression we got.
I think he would have headed towards the tribal trail because, you know, he's the only one of those fuckers who are still alive, so he had some smarts.
Yeah. Was there a map, I believe, of their planned attack?
I have it. Here it is.
You have it.
A crudely drawn map of what looks like Phandalin. With writing that we don't understand, but at least, you know, we know that they had the location and some sort of plan to siege
And we have
that's about as much, I think, as we were given. So
we have the other map as well, don't we? Like the main map for the cave. That's not been lost or...
You mean Gungeon's
map? Gungeon's maps. Sorry.
I don't know what it's called.
Sorry. I can't remember, but I mean, do you have it? I mean, part of me thinks that Gungeon would have been quite protective over it. And once he came to, because he was conscious, injured, but conscious, he probably would have been like, it's my fucking map. But we never really role played it. So I don't know.
He wasn't conscious.
Basically, all I'm doing is checking my bag of holding because there's a lot of shit that I've not written down.
I'd argue that we have it just because he was not conscious.
Okay.
Like,
is that in the bag?
Yeah.
Do I have it?
Have you asked me for it back nicely yet?
I mean, I'm not necessarily sure I want it. I want to mark it down so we know what's where. That's all. I've lost a lot of shit over the last few days.
I think it must be in our inventory, right? That map?
Someone's.
Yeah. We've got a map from Halia. What was that for?
That was, believe, was the local area. That was just like a Phandalin map. That's like, here's the shop. I think so.
No, it was like it was a map of the local. She basically gave you this map that we're looking at.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So that you can kind of see where things are and an in-character mark off where you've been and where things are and stuff like that.
Yeah. So as long as we have all the maps.
Yes.
Okay, between us. Okay. Good. Excellent. So on the map of the new map, so many maps, the new map of Phandalin, they explain what they want to do and how it was like a plan, wasn't it?
From what I remember, it was like, it looks like Phandalin, the town's the same shape and there was maybe like some arrows. Like, it wasn't very descriptive, it was...
Just thinking about ways we approach Phandalin, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was things like, you could definitely tell it was the layout of the general streets and houses, wasn't it? It was a very crudely drawn, but, you know, you could see that there was like, it's a bit odd, really, isn't it? Why would they have had that? Why would they have drawn that? And you've put two and two together to go, they must be scaping out. But, I mean, who knows what's going to happen? Again, like, without giving away too much metagame information, like... They're planning, there was just a scout team. You don't know when they were planning to attack. And you also know that you've just taken out a sizable amount of them. I mean, you must have just killed 15 of them, which is a decent amount. And you explored every area of there. So do they even have the resources now to really go through with it?
Pock, in your last encounter, how many did you see?
I think four got away after the boy.
Sean, I genuinely can't answer that.
Wasn't a massive amount. I think from what I'm trying to remember this now, I don't think you ever rightly saw how many were coming after you. I've got it written down.
It was all a bit.
Yeah. There was some horn blowing, but...
There was horn blowing. They threw javelins at you and you ran, and then some more threw javelins at you. Three or four came and attacked you. So... You would hazard a guess. In fact, roll me a history to see what you remember. It was dark, you were panicked, you were running, not paying much attention.
12.
Yeah, you'd probably guess that there may have been, that you can remember distinctly telling apart, probably about 6 to 10, but you think that there was probably more that you didn't see. It was basically like, it was like two hunting parties, really.
Well, 10 orcs is enough to...
Maybe enough to do the job enough to carry out the job they planned.
Maybe the plans have changed, but we're not risking that anyway. We're still going to go...
Stronger armies.
Still Phandalin then?
Yeah.
Yep.
So you get your horses and you travel for some time. The day goes by. Eventually, at some point, the horses need to rest. You can't keep pushing them endlessly. A couple of hours, because you're pushing them hard to try and make up that ground. Eventually, you need to stop. You need to rest. I don't know what you've got in the way of really giving them drinks and stuff like that. You've got some feed on their packs because it comes with the hire. But, like, you know, they're getting tired. You have to stop. Night draws in. You've made some distance. You rest up. Nothing happens. Morning comes around, you go again. And like I said, it's going to take you a couple of days to get to Thandalin.
Pock, are you doing your check to see if he's about every day? Like partway through the journey?
I think and cast it as a ritual, I think. So you don't have to use a spell slot for it. I think if you... Yeah, so certain spells you can cast as a ritual instead of a spell. But no, you're right, it's not. It's not. Yeah, so you need...
I'll pop one off occasionally the closer we get, you know. I kind of do it every few miles if I can. Second level, you know, I'll do it enough as I know that I am able to.
Yeah, but every time you do, you know, every couple of hours maybe, you don't pick anything up. There was no tracks for you to follow, really. You didn't know where you were ambushed, really, so it's not even like you could have gone back there and then tried to track them down. But then again, why would you want to? Because you'd end up tracking down a bunch of orcs, you know? Like, so what do you do? You did the best plan you could do, Thandalin, and hope and pray that Karp makes it there alive. He's only got a couple of hours head start on you and he's little. Maybe you've gone past him. You don't know which route he took. You just won't know.
No news is good news at the moment.
Yes.
Eventually... you'll come across, again, were you going directly across country, sort of that way, once you got the horses, or were you still going to go up and down?
Easiest, at least part of the distance, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's fine. So you both with the horses, you managed to shave off half a day to a day. You left midday by the time you've all rested up. So eventually you see the tribal trail. And by that point, you know that you're safe, really, from there. And eventually, you'll come to Thandalin. And as you ride down to Thandalin, you see the familiar town. You see Barfin's provisions on the left as you come down the pathway. You see the town square, 100 yards or so up ahead. You go past the lane that will take you up to Darren Edamas Farm, where you hide the horses. What do you do?
Do we need to... Because we're wanted men, aren't we, at the moment?
Yeah, there's that as well.
Wanted men and women. Millicent, didn't you use some sort of disguise last time when we were getting out of town?
Yeah, I did.
Could you do something similar and check in somewhere?
I can.
Is that worth a crack?
Yeah. What did I disguise myself as last time? I forget now.
Just a random...
Just like another elf, wasn't it? Yeah, a random elf.
Yeah.
I'll be... A random number two. as we approach the outskirts of the town, before we kind of see, let's huddle up. So that's a good idea. I can disguise myself for an hour. Who do I need to speak to? What do I need to do?
We need to check in on Gungeon, don't we? Check out he's okay. And who do we report to?
I think to...
Well, you'd think if you're...
As noise as possible. No, I think maybe going straight to Mum and asking where's Karp, not a good idea.
Yeah.
I think let's see if Gundren's okay and kind of scout around looking for Karp.
We need to warn someone.
We need to warn someone about the orcs before we give a shit about Karp.
Well, I think that would be...
I'll go to Harbin Wester. On my own, I'll attempt to, if I'm not back in an hour...
Have you got his money?
I'll go and clear the air, and then I'll update him on the situation. If he's the opportunity...
Basically, he's going to charm him again.
So yeah. I'll disguise myself, pop into the pub, and see if there's any noise about the return of Karp, if anyone's heard, seen anything. Just try and overhear some conversations while you go and... Try and
fall on your sword.
Fall on your sword.
Fall on my sword. Iron Shield Costa.
Would we not be better off? Is it Darren Edermouth that?
He's the horse guy.
He's the horse guy. Who did we leave Sister Gariel with?
It was with Darren.
Darren, because Darren is kind of a good go-between. I think maybe we could talk to him and then. Give him the heads up and then he can go and speak to Harbin Wester. Say, look, I've been given the heads up rather than going into Harbin Wester and screwing yourself over.
Should we just try and get into town without being stopped.
Spotted. Yeah. I mean, I'm a rogue. I can sneak around.
Can't sneak anywhere. I should wait out of here.
Well, right. Why don't you get on one of the horses? I'll cover you with the cloak.
Yeah. Hood's up.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be like, Friar Tuck.
Pocket small.
I'll tiptoe.
What time is it now at the moment? Is it afternoon?
Yeah, probably. You camped up. You managed to save yourself half a day. I told you it was a 2-day ride, but you were already half the way through. So you probably get here. Yeah, morning, lunchtime, whatever. It doesn't really matter. It's
hustling and bustling and about. So hopefully we should be able to pass without no one noticing us if they're going about their daily business.
Cool.
Right.
I am going to disguise myself as well, though, just to... I'll sort of try and lead the charge. If anyone looks over at our party, I'll be the person they see.
Yeah. Hopefully. Well, my beard's been badly singed anyway, so I should look slightly different.
Ock is invisible for a bit.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Oh, he's run off again, I'll say.
I old escapes his hand for a bit, so he knows I'm still there.
Just can't seem to keep hold of the gnome.
So what's the plan? Who's going where then? You're all splitting up and going different places, because that's... I love it when you do that.
No, we're going... we're going together.
Should we all head together? Gary Owen and Edenath.
Yeah.
But Pock's invisible. Pock's invisible. Okay. And Millicent is disguised as a random person. Elf thing. And then there's Scapes and Burr. Okay. Fantastic plan. As always.
Can we get a big cloak and I'll sit on Scapes' shoulders?
I think that's going to be more intimidating. We're kind of like a giant.
How'd you get on my shoulders? It'll look like you're fighting. Yeah.
Have you guys seen The Princess Bride?
Yes.
Pirate Roberts.
What's the cloak that he wears?
I can't remember what they said it was.
Yeah, a chaos cloak or something like that, isn't it?
Remember.
That's going to bug me now. Princess Bride.
Oh, don't tell me you haven't seen Princess Bride, Sean.
Yeah, it sounds like a film I would have seen. It's got all my favourite ones.
I think I've seen it, but I don't think I've... Is that the one where they have modern music?
No.
No, that's a Knight's Tale.
That was terrible.
Oh, I like that film.
I enjoyed that. It's fun.
Princess Bride's an absolute classic, man. It's really good. Kerry Elwes. It's really good. It's got Andre the Giant in it.
I'd probably like it then. He's one of my favourite actors.
All those films that Andre the Giant done.
Yeah. Andre the Giant. Fucking hell, mate. He's
inconceivable.
Like,
yeah. Honestly, that's like someone who's into like fantasy kind of books and magic and D&D. It's like a staple of... You need to watch The Princess Bride. It's really good.
Honestly, though, like saying Andre Agassi is in it and saying that's good is like saying, not Andre Agassi. Oh, what am I talking about?
I can just Andre the Giant's part.
Yeah, see, that's the problem I'm making.
You know, Sean, you know, this is totally a tangent, but you know, you filmed Joe and Anna's wedding. Mm. Their wedding had Princess Bride theme.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, I captured that, obviously.
I visited the castle.
Oh, that's cool.
That's pretty
cool. Yeah, it's quite a nice
place. I've just laughed so hard, I've given myself hiccups. So basically, it's the story is about a boy. You know, do you remember the Wonder Years? The boy from the Wonder Years? Fred Savage. So he's a boy and he's ill, and his granddad comes around and reads him a book. And then the film is basically the story that granddad's telling him. And it's a fantasy about fighting for adventure.
That's what I thought he was on about. Sorry, carry on.
It's hilarious.
It sounds good already, to be honest.
And the granddad's played by Peter Falk. Columbo,
yeah, that's right.
Oh, Columbo's like my favourite percent granddad. Well,
there you go. who plays Inigo Montoya? Isn't it the guy from Criminal Minds?
Yeah, Criminal Minds or like my
Homeland and stuff.
Some kind of like cop show in the 90s, like NYPD Blue or something.
Totally random.
Yeah. But but it's a fantastic movie. Sword fights. Yeah, it's really good. Honestly,
if Columbo's in it, I'm watching it just like that, because that's my favourite actor in the world.
You should definitely see it.
But it's Cary Elwes. I love you know Cary Elwes is, don't you? You know Robin Hood, Men in Tights, and
Billy Crystal's in it.
Billy Crystal is in
Billy
it.
Billy Crystal, yeah.
Billy Crystal's in it. Oh God,
yeah, he is. Tennis player, weren't he?
He's the magnificent, whatever his name is.
Mel Smith. Magnificent Max.
The Magnificent
Max. Mel Smith is in it as well.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, that was a tangent.
Do you remember
Sorry,
Mr. Nanny with Mr. Hulk Hogan?
I do remember that.
Yeah. Oh, Hulk Hogan is one of my favourite actors.
Mr. Nanny. Mr. Nanny. He's my second favourite. Third. I'm obviously Andre Agassi.
You must be loving the current run of John Cena movies.
Oh, he's terrible. John Cena movies are terrible.
Hulk Hogan. Suburban Commando.
Suburban Commando, I remember that one as well. Yeah,
I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that film. Heart.
I've just figured out. Oh my god! I can't believe that's the same person.
What?
So the princess is played by Robin Wright, who's the woman from House of Cards. If you watched House of Cards,
isn't she in Kill Bill?
Yeah,
she's probably in loads of stuff. Bad guy. I'd only ever seen her in.
Not the president's wife.
Yeah, Robin Wright.
Oh wow! Okay, blimey.
Yeah, she in Kill Bill? I don't know. She was
isn't
in Kill
like
Bill.
The bad girl, and she wear like an eye patch or something.
That's Daryl.
No, that's Daryl.
That's Daryl Hannah. Is it? Is that not the same person?
A splash fan.
No, I can see why you'd say that, but
no.
Peter fucking Cook is in the Princess Bride.
Yes.
Marriage. That is such a classic thing. Mel Smith's in the Princess. Anyway, we should.
There's loads.
Did we not take the path through the orchard to get out of town?
Yes.
So let's go the back way.
No, I don't think you did. You got snuck out. So basically everyone else was in the inn and they got snuck out up, and then Darren walks you up the park as you pretended to be someone else. And then when you got out of town, you were like, oh, it's me. And he told you off for lying to him again.
So
you basically come into the town, you take the first right turn before you get to Barfin's Provisions, and you go up towards the Edermath orchard to see Darren, and it's about midday. And then when you get up there, you go past the barn where the horses were kept. He's a bit confused. There's no one around, I suppose. I'd be a bit lucky if he was just stood there waiting like some kind of computer sprite, like just like waiting for an interaction.
Hey, you.
Just idling. There's a big, like gold thing above his head waiting for someone to go up and talk to him. But yeah, he's there eventually. Maybe you knock on the door. Maybe he's working, maybe, or something like that. And he comes out and he's really confused. He's like, just let me get the voice first, of course. Bez Rempok. That's the voice, isn't it? Yes, right. Okay, but Pok's not here, so I didn't actually say that. Pok's invisible. Can't see him. Random person. Scapes and Burr. What?
Yes, Burr.
My horses. What the hell is going on?
Oh, you don't even want to know, mate. It's been a nightmare. Absolute fucking nightmare. Hate your town. Hate the South. I'm going back to Neverwinter. But either way, here's your fucking horses back.
Fine. I'll get your deposit sorted out. No, I remember. That's right. Your friend used magics on me and you ended up... Didn't you steal the... No, Millicent paid for the horses disguised as somebody else. I remember. Where's Millicent? Yeah. I have a contract with her.
Oh, she's been eaten by our friend here, Dave.
Was it Dave who you told me Gundren was? I can't even remember. It was so long ago.
You're talking about Alan. No, that's Alan.
Yeah, you're right.
And I point at Millicent, who's in disguise.
Derek or something, wasn't it?
And I'll answer in a very low hello.
Right.
Good evening, sir.
I demand to know what the hell is going on right this instant.
It's us, Darren. It's the Phandalin 4-5.
Oh, fuck me, where'd that voice come from?
Wait, did we just walk into town with a fucking goblin as well?
Hey guys, yeah, I'm here too.
No, we dressed him as a baby.
I think Droop would have been was with you last time. I just always forget that he's with you. Oh.
Yes, of course, Droop. I've met Droop, the Vandalin.
Four.
Sorry, Droop.
What?
4.4.
Yeah, no, did you, so, Pox, you were invisible. Why were you invisible? And who's Dave?
Dave's the Aunt Millicent.
Dave is Millicent. I'm invisible. These are the others.
But now I told you last time I saw you, less of the subterfuge.
Well, you ain't seen him this time, have you?
As you can understand, Darren, I could simply not walk straight into town.
I shall fetch Gary Ale. I suppose your mission was a success. You found Agatha. You've been gone a long time. We were expecting you back days ago. We started to worry that perhaps you would not return.
Sorry, did you say something? Scape stops picking his nose. What was that?
Touch base with Agatha. There were some complications, but if we speak to Sister Gariel, we will iron out the details with her. Is Gundren okay?
Yes, he is pretty much fully recovered now. He's down at the inn.
Ah.
Oh, also, we forgot to mention, there's loads of orcs on the way to come and slaughter you.
What?
Ah.
Yes, completely slipped my mind. But I just want to say that, yeah, like, all of this aside, you're going to, like, there's orcs on the way. They've got a plan to destroy you.
Terrible news. How did you come by this piece of information? We must go and warn the others at once. We must have an emergency town meeting. Get Barthin and Toblin and Harbin Wester and Linen Grey something and Halia. We must get the town together for a meeting at once and send word to Neverwinter.
With the town's feelings against us, I suppose.
Yes.
We to Rome yet.
Maybe we could wait here. If you don't tell them that we're here and you go and warn them for us, that would be the best thing. We will give you 20 gold to do that.
No, listen. Harbin Wester is just full of hot air. It's been a week. And I'm sure with this news we can make amends. At the end of the day, you stole 100 gold from him. Is it 100? Maybe 50 gold. I don't even know if it was. I think it was just 50 gold.
Like 20 gold or something, right?
Anyway, I think it was 50 because he told you he couldn't give you the full 100 at once. And he was like, I've got 50 here. So, if you return what was taken, and...
Well, here's the thing. I gave it to some members of the Lion Shield Costa. anyway, that's another story.
What? The missing... The missing troop.
They're not really just missing anymore. they're a little bit further gone than that.
Dave killed them.
I mean, let's face it, they killed themselves. I would never have sent them out. Whoever sent them out was fucking stupid, man.
Well, how do you know? You seem to know an awful lot of what's happening in the area. Perhaps...
We are this.
I'm a face round here, didn't you know?
Look, we have some matters to attend to. Unfortunately, we did cross paths with the Lion Shield Costa, and in
that makes it sound worse.
They have perished helping us, and well, we was attacked. We was ambushed by some orcs, and they all died except possibly for Carp, who we will look for immediately. He may have returned to Phandalin.
The Orderleaf boy?
Yeah, but if you could maybe just leave that to me, that would be great. I'm sure he's fine. But please let me. You deal with the orc situation, and I'll deal with
the boy situation.
A dead boy situation.
Okay. As I say, we must have a meeting at once. Head for the inn. I'll arrange for everybody to meet. We'll come and get you. Well, there must be an important meeting at once at the town master's. Go to the inn. Keep your head down. I will send for you. So you go with him?
Thank you, Darren.
Okay.
Yeah, we go to the inn.
Okay. So you walk. Piss off. You go back up the path and you turn as you come past Barfin's provisions, he says to you, I'll fetch for you. He goes and stops into Barfin's, talks to Barfin. You don't know what happens there on, but he's going to basically go and round everybody up for a big meeting at the Town Master's Hall so that you can present your case, let everybody know what's happening, what's coming, and how, fill everybody in with what is going on.
We'll fill them all in.
Fill them all in. Oosh. Otherwise, we can do that next week because I'm tired.
So basically next week we've got a stand trial.
No,
absolutely, rest assured, it won't be a trial, it will be
a farce.
This is going to be a meeting. We need to decide what we're going to do about this orc menace and everything.
It's all to do with a spider, like that's the reason that all of this is happening.
Yes.
Kill the spider, save the world.
She's more powerful than you could ever imagine.
Just good night.
Good night.
Thank you very much for listening, everybody. We really, really appreciate it. If you could do one last thing for us, please, 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 subscribe, follow our Twitter, follow our Facebook, Instagram, and drop us a review on whatever app you use. If you're got iTunes, that'd be brilliant. That's the best thing. Their charts are kind of they're like the main charts, and we can get up in there, that'd be great. But otherwise, Stitcher or whatever app you use, or Podchaser dot something or another, Google it, Podchaser. It's the IMDb of podcasting. The app that we started using to capture all of our reviews draws from the three sources: iTunes, Stitcher, or Podchaser. So if you haven't got access to Stitcher or iTunes, anybody, no matter what device you have, can use Podchaser. Please go and give us a review if you can. We'd really appreciate it. As we said last week, it allows other people to find our show, and let's face it, who doesn't want to listen to this?
Only
idiots and Tories don't want to listen to this.
Fucking Tory
cunts. Fucking Tories. Otherwise, it's been my absolute pleasure. As always, whatever you do, don't let... What?
Hello?
What was the app again?
What was the app?
It's a website called Podchaser.
Podchaser. There we go.
Yeah, Podchaser.
And whatever you do, don't what?
May your dice never die.
Who's die?
From all of us here at the Dice and Die, thank you so much for downloading our podcast. If you enjoy listening to us, then please head over to iTunes, Stitcher, or Podchaser.com and leave us a review. Thank you to our very own James Bly for all the music you hear during our shows. And finally, thank you to, me, this is awkward, for all your video production, audio editing, and content creation needs. Head over to my website, seanleefilms.co.uk. Thank you once again, and we'll see you next time. The Dice and Die is unofficial fan content permitted under the fan content policy and is not approved or endorsed by Wizards. Portions of the materials used are property of Wizards of the Coast, LLC.
You see, looking up from the ground, blood-red clouds boiling across the sky.
You did ask me to bring the thunder.
Dejin! Dejin! Help! I've got the chalice, please!
Well, if they're following you, then I guess that takes care of a loose end for me. All of you feel the earth beneath you shake and crack and break.
I feel that I have failed both of you, and I am sorry for that.
This has nothing to do with you being a bad leader.
Do you want a countdown? Oh, I think I want a countdown.
I wanted to help. I always had good intention. I did not deserve to die.
Now.
The Lucky Die Podcast is a weekly 5e Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join our adventure every Monday wherever you download podcasts by searching for The Lucky Die.
Danger, mystery, intrigue. Think you've heard all that actual play podcasts have to offer? Think again. I'm Nate Peterson. I'm Nate Peterson, the dungeon master for... Yes, Stuart, what can I do for you?
I know naught of this, Stuart. My name is Dweezil Vansafir, the Bard of Bards.
Well, firstly, your name's Stuart and you're from Yorkshire. Secondly, I don't know if you've noticed, I'm trying to record an advert for our show.
Well, firstly, in your parlance, I've never even heard of this Yorkshire. And secondly, if there is a show to be advertised, then surely it should be I, Dweezil Vansafir, to do the advertising.
I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, surely this is a job for me as the Dungeon Master.
Perhaps a, song?
No, I certainly don't think it's time for a song.
Five adventurers, brave and true, strong of will and strong of arm, a band unbreakable through and through. They protect each other from insult and harm. What more persuasion could one require? Tune in to hear our tales.
Dice and Desire. You see, Stuart, words do have power, but certainly not as much power as the Dungeon Master. Join me as I corral my merry band of misfits through Storm King's Thunder every week on Dice and Desire, a 5e actual play podcast.